Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal quarry at the centre of the defective block scandal has agreed to a High Court direction to allow sampling of rock at their facility. A Donegal sergeant says morale within the force is on the floor. It says over 250 members of the AGSI marched to Garda HQ today. Donegal Councillor Frank McBurty has informed a meeting of the Lifford's Northern Municipal District that he has been designated as a protected disclosure witness by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage in respect to an ongoing investigation into the council. And a small business in Ballybofey has been slapped with an electricity bill of over €1,000. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news this evening, though, a quarry in Donegal at the centre of the defective block scandal has agreed to a High Court direction to allow sampling of rock at their facility. A number of affected homeowners are suing the block suppliers, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. Barry White reports.
Cassidy's in County Donegal have today agreed to a High Court direction to allow sampling of rock at their quarry in Buncrana. A number of homeowners in County Donegal impacted by defective blocks are suing over damage to their homes. It's claimed the block suppliers, among other things, provided blocks and ready-mixed concrete which were not fit for purpose and did not meet the specifications advertised. Homeowners are also suing Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. An inspection at the quarry by a team of experts agreed by both parties is expected to take place now over the next few months. The next court hearing will be the 16th of October.
Garda sergeants and inspectors could go on strike if a dispute over working hours isn't resolved. Over 250 members of the AGSI marched to Garda headquarters in Dublin today to voice their frustration at not being allowed to return to their pre-pandemic hours as promised. It's illegal for Garda to take industrial action, but there are suggestions that there could be a repeat of the 1998 Blue Flu when 5,000 Garda called in sick instead. Donegal Sergeant Paul Wallace is Vice President of the AGSI. He says the association remains open to negotiations.
We've health and safety concerns and we've concerns around morale. Morale is on the floor. We had a special delegate conference last week in Athlone and there was a unanimous vote to say that morale was at such while the Commissioner thinks that being is fine and rosy. People haven't got a shift predictability in their shift pattern. We're still working what they call the COVID roster, which was brought in overnight to police the pandemic, and we were told we would return to the 6-on-4-off roster that we had, and that hasn't happened. We're still open for negotiation. We only had one meeting, and then the Commissioner elevated it into a speech into the Workplace Relations Commission, which is the mechanism, the state mechanism for disputes in the workplace.
Donegal Councillor Frank McBurty has informed a meeting of the Lifford's Northern Municipal District today that he has been designated as a protected disclosure witness by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. He says it's in respect to an ongoing investigation into Donegal County Council. Later in the meeting, Councillor McBurty attempted to raise a number of issues linked to an ongoing dispute between himself and the council. Cathaoirleá Councillor Patrick McGowan ruled the issue out of order, saying the municipal district meets as a local forum and it is not the appropriate forum in which to discuss Councillor McBurty's concerns. A small business in Ballybofey has been slapped with an electricity bill for over €1,000. Bernie Maguire, owner of Bernie Stitchett, says she's lucky if she gets 3 full weeks' wages per month. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, she said she needs to make €110 a day just to cover her expenses.
I have 11 bills before you earn any wages at all. And your rent, your insurance, your rate, your diesel, your electric, water, then your stock, then the property tax, oil, the accounts man, and then advertising, and then of course you need the phone. So all them needs paid, which doesn't really leave you with an awful amount of money altogether. So I would need to earn over €110 a day to make any profit then after that. Trousers, hems, would be a tenner with me. And that would kind of be the quickest job that you can do. But that still would take 11 pairs a day. That would take nearly 5 hours work. So you only have 2 hours of anything coming in. Financially, I would be better off sitting at home. We're in now to nearly the end of midway through the third month. And these are always the toughest months in every business. So these months, I'd be lucky if I would get 3 weeks wages, like full weeks wages. I'd be lucky if I get that. Other than the husband's working, I probably would have no money of any kind.
Dog owners are being urged to ensure their animals are under control after another sheep kill at the weekend, this time in Gidore. Gardaí confirmed at the weekend that two lambs in Yeo were killed in Derrybeg. Councillor Michael McLaugherty says attacks like this impact badly on farmers.
Any time of year you didn't know your dog is at all times, but traditionally this time of year is more dangerous than other times. These sheep in Gidore were killed, the dogs haven't been got, the farmers down the value of the sheep, and as well as that then there's the hidden side of it as well, the drama of it. The whole mental aspect of losing these animals, that's just not on. And I would just appeal to all dog owners, farmers alike as well, just to keep your dogs under control and know where they are at all times. It's just happening all over, and it's the time of year it should not be happening. It shouldn't be happening any time, Donal, but particularly now.
As you say, it's lambing season, a very important season, obviously, for the farmers. And this is the season where the farmers are depending on the sheep to lamb and lamb healthily so that they can make some money and have some return on their own investments.
It's going to complicate matters totally. And in fairness, you know, hats off to the Irish Con as well. They came out heavy at the weekend about the sheep kill as well, and rightly so. I think a certain society people don't actually appreciate either the amount of work and time the farmers and effort to put into this all year round, building up to this time of year, till the springtime, till they get the sheep lambing. The sheep and the lamb are very important. The more than the cow and the calf, the price of the feed and the cost of general running farms is astronomical. Nobody can handle it then when something like this comes along and destruction of your product. The product has to be number one, and if anything happens to that then, clearly it's putting a pressure on the business, and it's certainly putting pressure on the livelihood. And as I said as well, the hidden unknown factor as well then, the trauma that people go through then, because people care so much for their animals, it's just another part of the family to them.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning people to be wary of a new tax scam claiming to be from a family member who has lost their phone. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
People in Donegal are warned of a tax scam known as the grandparent scam. In the message, fraudsters purporting to be a family member will claim they have lost or broken their phone and are making contact on a new phone number. This is typically followed by an urgent request of financial assistance that needs to be kept a secret. The victim of this fraud will then make a direct payment into the fraudster's account, which is irretrievable by the authorities. Gardaí are again appealing to the public to be very wary of text messages from unknown numbers, to resist the urge to act immediately and to verify the person's identity.
The Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District is pleading with people to stop throwing rubbish out of car windows. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says littering along roadsides has unfortunately become the norm. She says they appear to be fighting a losing battle at the moment.
We're sick, sore and tired of looking at rubbish on the roadsides that people are throwing out from their cars and their trucks as they're passing by. We have so many brilliant people and so many great volunteers in the county that are out cleaning up after other people who just don't bother. Their own cars and vans and buses are all clean, but they don't care when they throw it out the window what the countryside looks like. We've got a brilliant reputation for being a lovely county to visit, and yet and all, when we pass each road and we all see it every day, the amount of rubbish that's thrown out of car windows is just really is disgusting. Now, I think people are really, really fed up with it. And what's going to happen is volunteers are going to get so fed up, they're just going to say, you know what, why are we bothering? Because this is just endless. It's so desperately unfair. I think the more we kind of dismiss it, and the more we speak up and say, you know what, clean up after yourself and don't be just a dirty person and throwing stuff out the window. You know, the more we give out about it, maybe the better, because enough is enough.
Police were attacked in Derry last night. The incident occurred while they conducted a search close to the Killeigh border. It said approximately 30 people were involved in the incident. Tara Dugan has more.
The PSNI say officers came under attack when bottles and stones were thrown at them in the McGowan Park area of Derry last night. They were conducting a search operation in the vicinity of Brayhead Road in relation to recent violent dissident Republican terrorism. Shortly before 7 p.m, they came under sporadic attack from a group of approximately 30 young people who'd gathered in the area. Some vehicles were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Police say they liaised with local community representatives who persuaded the crowd to disperse. The operation ended at 7:30 and police then left the area.
Less than half of renters have so far claimed the new tax credit introduced in the budget. It comes as the government is considering increasing the rate paid as a tax benefit to renters in the budget. Tax treatment of landlords is also being examined, with decisions to be made in October's budget. Marion Ryan from website taxback.com says many renters have yet to claim the credit due to landlords not being registered with the Residential Tenancies Board.
There does seem to be a big difference there, like with only 154,000 out of the 400 claiming it there. That's only 40%, not even 40% of people there. So I think a lot of it is that the landlords are just simply refusing. And if you don't like the situation as it is, you can move on. I've got 40 people waiting to take your spot.
And Inishowen Council is urging the road design and planning sections to ensure that farmers are consulted when road projects are being designed, particularly in cases where flooding is an issue. Councillor Albert Doherty told a meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District that the Tulla Farmers Association have ideas to prevent flooding in their area, and he wants that to be taken into consideration. He also says with funding announced recently for the road at Glentaher, farmers there should also be consulted.
Glentaher area, the main route from or into the north in Inishowen into Carndonagh. Down through the years, the river threatens to flood and undermine road conditions. With the local farming community, who have in the past mentioned joint parallel works would deliver long-term benefits for every concern, for motorists, for farmers, and for all of those who want to ensure that the flooding issue in, at and around Glentaher is looked at.
And also Tulla Clonmany, concern from farmers there as well. So in both Glentaher and Tulla, the concerns are there, the concerns are real, and they do demand a response.
Yeah, a very busy, active Tulla Farmers Association, and they briefed Councillor Martin McDermott, myself, last Saturday, and they previously had included Councillor McGuinness. They have identified where excess water is making its way towards the Tulla region. They have identified a resolution that they want explored. They were very keen last year to be part of a community scheme, and at the last minute they were advised that their venture now and the issues required could not be included in the scheme. They have again met. They have identified an issue that could reduce the volume of water that makes its way to Tulla, and I believe that council and planning should consider this project a priority, explore it. So I just hope that all stakeholders here again can see some progress in the future.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. You'll find everything you need to stay motivated this year, in store and online, with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby. As expected, Gary Ringrose and Ian Henderson have been ruled out of Ireland's final Six Nations test with England. Ringrose is said to be doing well, having been stretchered off due to a blow to the head in yesterday's win over Scotland. Henderson has to undergo surgery on a fractured forearm. Caelan Doris will have a hip complaint managed by the Irish medical staff this week, while Dan Sheehan and Ronan Kelleher nurse shoulder injuries. Ulster hooker Tom Stewart and Leinster lock Ross Maloney have been added to the squad. Leicester centre Guy Potter has been drafted into the England squad for their trip to Dublin. They will be without Ollie Lawrence after he suffered a hamstring injury in the loss to France. To football, the Republic of Ireland under-17s have qualified for the European Championships. A 96th-minute goal from Bohemians' Nixon Okosun secured a 3-2-1 over Cyprus this afternoon, and it sees Colm O'Brien's side finish top of their group. The finals will take place in Hungary in May. France will be without Paul Pogba for next month's European Championship qualifier with the Republic of Ireland. His club Juventus have confirmed the midfielder is out for at least 3 weeks with a thigh injury. Pogba's only managed to play twice for Juve this season. FAI CEO Jonathan Hill says their new kit deal with Castor will help create a more stable financial base for the association. The English manufacturer has signed a multi-year contract, seeing the Republic of Ireland become their first national team client. Ireland's new kit will be revealed next Monday, getting its first airing against Latvia 2 days later. In the FAI Schools Minor B Girls Ulster Final, which was played today, it finished up 3-3 between Ross's Community School and Pubble Skull Gwydor, but it was the Gwydor side who would lift the cup as they won it 5-4 on penalties. The International Olympic Committee say it would be the end of world sport as we know it if governments dictated what athletes can compete in competitions. They're responding to a letter to Olympic sponsors from UK Secretary for Sport Lucy Fraser, raising concerns over the potential involvement in the Paris Games of Russian and Belarusian athletes. The Irish government are part of a 35-strong coalition of nations who say those athletes shouldn't compete at next year's Olympics, even as neutrals. In golf, Scotty Scheffler is once again the world number one after his victory last night at the Players' Championship. He replaces John Rahm, who was fourth to withdraw ahead of a second round at Sawgrass. Ulsterman Rory McIlroy remains at number three. And tributes are continuing to be paid today to Offaly football manager Liam Cairns, who died suddenly yesterday. The Kerry native's passing was confirmed last night. Offaly GA say they're devastated at the news, while Cairns' home club, Austin Sacks, say there is a sense of shock and sadness in the club. Cairns was only appointed as Offaly manager last August, having previously managed Limerick, Laois and Tipperary. Finally, just staying with Gaelic games and looking ahead to tonight here on Highland, All-Ireland winner in 2012, Eamon McGee, we'll discuss Donegal football with Brendan Devaney and in particular the academy situation in the county. ATU Donegal manager Barney Curran reflects on their Lynch Cup success, and there's also a disappointed Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann, who watched his side yesterday lose to Wicklow. It's all on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney after the 7 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, more snow and ice could be on the way. Another snow and ice warning has been issued for Donegal. The Stanish Yellow Alert is due to come into force at 8 o'clock tonight and will remain in place until 12 noon tomorrow. Met Éireann is warning that wintry showers will lead to icy conditions with a chance of hazardous road conditions and slippy paths. Routes in Donegal will be gridded from 8 o'clock. A preliminary traffic plan has been confirmed for the Twin Towns area. It comes ahead of extensive waterworks, which began today. Donald Kavanagh has more.
As a result of the waterworks, preliminary traffic plans have been announced for Ballybuffet and Stronachan for the coming weeks. Slit trench works will take place on Main Street from today until March 23rd. This will involve a single lane stop and go system from 9:15 until 4:30 daily. From Monday, March 27th until Thursday, April 6th, there will be a footpath closure at Water Lane. From Water Lane to Railway Road, there will be nightly lane closures from Monday, April 17th until Friday, May 5th. A one-way system will be in place from Railway Road to Ardmacool from Monday, April 24th until Friday, the 2nd of June. More information on the traffic management system can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
Weather now, it will be cold and windy this evening with bright or sunny spells and scattered showers, some turning wintry. Tonight will be cold with clear spells and scattered wintry showers also. There will be falls of snow in places overnight and some of the showers may be heavy with a chance of hail and thunder. Lowest temperatures of between -2 and +2 degrees with icy stretches developing on some untreated roads and paths. The closing headlines this evening, a quarry in Donegal at the centre of the defective block scandal has agreed to a High Court direction to allow sampling of rock at their facility. A number of affected homeowners are suing the block suppliers, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. Garda sergeants and inspectors could go on strike if a dispute over working hours isn't resolved. Donegal Sergeant Paul Wallace is Vice President of the AGSI. He says the association remains open to negotiations. Donegal Councillor Frank McBurtie has informed a meeting of the Lifford-Stranorter Municipal District that he has been designated as a protected disclosure witness by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. He says it's in respect of an ongoing investigation into Donegal County Council. And another snow and ice warning has been issued for Donegal. Routes in the county will be gridded from 8 o'clock tonight. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Monday evening, March 13th. The death has taken place of Patrick Paddy Hume, 6 Iona Park, Derry. Paddy's wake is taking place in his home today. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Long Tower, followed by interment in the city cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Deeds Care of the Old Library Trust, Creggan. The death has taken place of Eamon McLaughlin, 2 Foster Terrace, Moville. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 5:15 p.m. Eamon's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice or Coronary Care, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Edward Eddie Gallagher, Ballybun, Castlefin, reposing overnight at St. Mary's Church, Castlefin. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin. The death has occurred of Kathleen Bannigan, Nee Buchanan, 39 Woodlawn, Stranorler. Kathleen is reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Mary's Meals, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Ida Sweeney, Green Hill, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the Church of Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Ulex Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Church of Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Colum Columba McDwyer, Carracourt, Carrick on Shannon, formerly of Kilrain, Glenties, County Donegal. Colum is reposing until 8 o'clock tonight at the Heritage Centre Chapel of Rest, Church Lane, Carrick on Shannon. Removal to St Mary's Church tomorrow morning for Funeral Mass at 12 o'clock, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on churchtv.ie. The death has occurred of Mary Assumpta Gallagher, Ireland's, Burton Port. Her remains are reposing at her home in Ireland's. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at St Columba's Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to Cancer Care West, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.